Hello, my name is Grace Marie Gibbs. My parents are Wade and Kathy Gibbs, and my brother is Colin. We live in Pofton and are members of this church. I am 14 years old and am homeschooled. This morning I'm going to glorify God. Pastor Rich says that just means to tell what he's done. When I was a toddler, the doctors diagnosed me with autism. I could not communicate. They said I would never speak in complete sentences. I threw and destroyed my toys. I made lots of noise like laughing and screaming. When people spoke to me, I could not respond. I was like Helen Keller. My mom, Kathy, taught me sign language, gesturing, how to read, draw, and write my thoughts. This was okay, but I still wanted to talk. I was miserable because I could not speak much. This meant I got angry and threw temper tantrums, destroyed property, and physically hurt my family. I did this all day long until recently. Lovingly, God blessed me with a musical gift. I play flute, piano, auto harp, and clarinet. I also have perfect pitch, which means telling the key of any song by just listening. One day when I was 8 years old, my piano teacher, Kathy Moore, was playing and singing I Love You, Lord, on the piano while I signed it. I liked to sign songs because it was close to talking as I could get. I could play or sign lots of songs, but I Love You, Lord, was my favorite. Even if I could not talk, I still knew what the words meant. It was my way of praying. Remarkably, while signing the song, I began to sing to God. Mrs. Moore began to cry because I was finally communicating verbally. God had answered my prayer and healed me by using my gift. I was happy that God finally let me talk. He heard my prayers and gave me what I needed. I am no longer angry, so my behavior is improving. I make better choices, have friends, and do well in school. My mom has mostly homeschooled me so I could catch up with my peers. I was way behind them. Next year, I'll be skipping 8th grade and will be on grade level. God is good all the time. God healed me because He is faithful. He promises to answer prayers, so He did. Before He healed me, I was like Zacharias. He was mute. Then I heard about Bible stories about mute people just like me and how Jesus healed them. I wanted Him to do that for me. God gave me my voice and so much more. When I was 11, sitting on Mom's bed, we were reading the Bible in John chapter 3 about Nicodemus. I understood it. After that, I received Christ into my heart and He cleansed me from my sin. I realized that I was a terrible sinner going to hell and believed in my heart that Jesus died for me on the cross and rose again. He washed me whole. On August 22, 2010, my brother and I got baptized in remembrance of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. I am a new creature. Today, I share the gospel with as many people as possible. They need to know the Lord and how He can save and completely change their lives. I am sure He will because He did it for me. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in